Good afternoon. You're listening to Indigo Bites with Greta and Megan for another beautiful autumn Sunday afternoon.
Welcome. Hasn't the weather been absolutely perfect this weekend?
I think we've both been out being physical. You've been out traipsing the bush with the burn-offs.
Found where the burn-offs were, yes. And it's been a great weekend, a big buzz in town with all these amazing bike riders, over 1,000 of them for the Granite Ride.
There's a lot of exercise going on. I was over at the pool today and it was absolutely busting on the courts, the tennis courts, the netball courts. There were people everywhere.
That's good.
It is.
Out there enjoying this good weather while it lasts.
Yeah. Now, we were a bit excited because we've got a few things going on, but we've finally gotten to the week, Megan. Finally. We've been counting the sleeps, the nights, the weeks, the months.
Yes, that's right. This week we're very excited because we're off to see Nick Cave in Melbourne at the plenary.
I know. It's only five more sleeps.
Yes, so we'll be heading down and going to see him live with Colin Greenwood from Radiohead. And he's playing Thursday night, Friday night. Both of those are sold out, but I do believe that there's some tickets left for the Saturday evening show.
Yeah, and you really do just have to get out and see these artists, don't you? Especially, you just don't know when you're going to get the chance. Again, they're cancelling concerts and festivals left, right and centre.
Yeah, there has been quite a few of the Australian big weekend music festivals being cancelled this year, which is a bit of a shame for festival goers, for the musicians and artists themselves.
Because I think a lot of us were embracing post-COVID getting out again, and it's really sad to just see them falling over.
Yeah, hopefully it's just a small hiccup and they'll be back up and running shortly.
So what we've picked for you to start with is I've been through my CD collection and dug out a little rarity.
It seems to be our go-to on a Sunday afternoon, isn't it, to go through the CD collection and bring out a mixed bag of goodies for the show. What have you got today, Greta?
I've got Ute Lemper, and she's doing a Nick Cave song. It's the Little Water song. Ute Lemper is a daughter of a German opera singer. I think she's recently turned 60. But her claim to fame is she's well known around Europe. She was the first Sally Bowles in the Paris version of Cabaret in 87. She has the most theatrical voice. We'll let you listen to her in a minute, but she has that lovely dark sort of theatrical, should be on the front of a Viking ship with lots of pillowing dresswear and horns.
I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah, but I think we best just play her and let her speak for herself and introduce you. It's a little bit different and a different way to start your Sunday arvo.
That's what we like to do here on Indigo FM.
Enjoy.
Just take my breath away. Under here, the water flows over my head. I can hear the little fishes under here whispering your most terrible name. Under here, they've given me starfish for eyes. Look at my head. pledged allegiance every morning of our lives. The classroom rang with children's voices under teachers' watchful eye. We learned about the world around us at our desks and at dinner time. Reminded of the starving children, we cleaned our plates with guilty minds. And the stars in a row, they shone like diamonds in the dust. And then a voice called to us to make our way back home. When I was 10, my father held me on his shoulders above the crowd, see a train draped in mourning pass slowly through our town. His widow kneeled with all their children at the sacred burial ground, and the TV glowed that long hot summer with all the cities burning down. And the storms in the road, they flew out beneath our bicycle tires. Worlds removed from all those fires as we raced each other over. Have been replaced by souls out on the street. We give a dollar when we pass and hope our eyes don't meet. We pencil in, we cancel out, we crave the corner suite. We kiss your ass, we make you hold, we doctor the receipt. And the storms in the road, they fly out from beneath our wheels. Another day, another deal before we get back home. Storms in the road, they leave a mark whence they came. A thousand points of light or shame, baby.
So what did you think of our German cabaret singing Nick Cave cover?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoy her voice.
You never let me down, Greta, with your collective CDs that you bring in. I really enjoyed that one.
And then we followed it up with another sort of little left field. This was a... I accidentally stole his CD and found it a couple of years later.
Okay, we've all got a few of them in the stash.
Yeah, it was lent to me. I thought I'd given it back, but no. That was Mary Chapin Carpenter, Party Doll.
And if you're out there, Wes, she will return it shortly.
Shortly. If you're listening.
If you're listening. But if you do need any new CDs or records, there is a big, massive
Greta
record.
Megan.
Record fair happening this coming weekend, 27th, 28th of April at Chilton at the Senior Citizens Hall. Now, this happened last year as well, and there's a few guys that bring their collection, and they have a great collection of records if you want to burn the hole in the wallet.
I think I might be going just quietly.
Oops, there's the phone.
It's gone.
So if you get a chance to go over, like I said, it's at the Senior Citizen Hall in Chilton from 9 till 5. They have a big, I just remember last time I went, they had a really great collection of Australian records, which was fantastic. Lots of TISM, Nick Cave, birthday party, bit of Aussie crawl. There was all sorts, lots of AC/DC there, all the ones that you like to see, but then also some secret ones hidden in the back.
Like Megan and I, you can relive your youth by finding these little gems.
And buy all the records that you've already bought once before.
That's part of the fun of it. It feels like a find. Now, what have you lined up for us next?
Well, I've sort of gone a bit, again, Sunday afternoon going through the CD collection, stepped away from our sort of classic Australian, you know, independent music and gone for the late 1990s, early 2000s classic ones that you sort of, you play and they sort of bring back memories of your
teenage. Hangover mornings, yes. Recovery.
Yes.
Watching Recovery.
Good times. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that show.
I saw Dylan Lewis is actually on Double J now.
I thought so.
The show. And I saw it. He had, who was it?
He hasn't changed a bit, has he?
No. And he had one of the 90s bands on and it was hilarious. That yes. It's like...
Do you remember?
Not that there's anything bad about it, but you're really feeling your age when all these groovy young hipsters are as grey as you are.
I know, but on Recovery, remember they had like Custard.
TISM again.
TISM. Right. The Foes.
Supergrass.
Yes.
I remember watching Supergrass and falling in love with Supergrass on them. Beastie Boys. Do you remember? Beastie Boys had an infamous...
Great.
Appearance on there, yeah.
I brought a little Beastie Boys in this afternoon too, so we might play a three set, starting off with some nice Sunday afternoon chilled vibes with Michael Franti.
Ah, now, we had a story about Michael Franti
as well. Do tell,
do
tell.
Megan raised this with me and I said, funny you should say that because I saw an interesting connection with... Being a bit interested in horses, we've got the horse-drawn carriage rides in Beechworth, and I quite often follow a lot of the expat Australian equestrian people overseas. And I was I had Warwick Schiller pop up on Facebook, and he had posted himself, and he goes out karaokeing, and who should be singing with me on the song that I'm karaokeing is Michael Franti. And it was a nice expat moment.
Very good. Do you remember what song you were singing?
Yes, Everyone Deserves Music.
Oh, classic.
I'm pretty sure it was that one.
Classic. Yep. Do love that song, but I'm not playing that one right now.
That's all right. And if you do like that song, it is the theme song for the Grand Poobah's radio show here, Scott's Everyone Deserves Music.
There you go. Good connection. All right.
Rolling it on.
Mother got us doing suicide singing, oh my God. And my mother got us doing genocide singing, oh my God. And my mother got us doing suicide singing, oh my God. Oh my God. Slam, bam, I come on scene, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic, can send you reeling without an inkling. Keep you thinking, Cause you gave cash to the feds, left your school district for dead, fucked you up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong, selling firewater by outlawing the bong. Still believing the system is working, while half of my people are still out of working. Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and jurors from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges and phony arrests. Staged a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. Him and my mother got a student suicide singing. Oh my God. Him and my mother got a living genocide singing. Oh my God. Him and my mother got a living suicide singing. Oh my God. Listen in to my stethoscope on a rope. Internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence. Algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it. Stealing DNA samples from the unborn and then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientists whose god is progress. A four-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like they're Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon. No one slips on bananas. Do you really think that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan. I shot JFK. I slept with Marilyn. She sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God. Him and my mother got a living suicide singing. Oh my God. Him and my mother got a living genocide singing. Oh my God. Oh my, my God, my God. And we say na 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 na. And we say na 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 na. Well, politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler, but I don't give a fuck who they screwing in private. I wanna know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send you home a weeping with a fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. But just about anything they can bust us. False advertising saying horrors of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent? Then you drop bombs on every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence. Cause he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10. Up in the pen, I feel so mad I want to bomb an institution. Singing, oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Stop us, no, stop us, no, stop us, no, stop us, no, stop us,
that guy just hanging at your pad. He's looking kinda, yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair if he always pays a rent and he doesn't get bent about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. 'Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's so bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel, whoa, whoa.
One. You will do this four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times with both.
And you're listening to Megan and Greta on Indigo Bites. That was the Beastie Boys.
That was the Beastie Boys, a classic old song. Not old, let's not show our age.
No, but I think we're having a bit of a vibe, Megs, because we were just saying that sort of was very much like the Avalanches we were playing last week. To
yes.
Sort of flow. We're having a bit of a what's the word when you're... I can't think of a brain, Sunday brain. We're having a bit of a theme going at the moment.
Well, that's pretty good for us because usually we're a bit of a fly by the seat
left,
of your pants.
Yeah, things are coming out of left field. And
that's right. So that was a little bit of my sort of late 90s, early 2000 mix there. So we had the Beastie Boys from the album Hello Nasty with Body Movin', and then we had some Dandy Warhols, which I love this CD. It's a classic one, 13 Tales from the Urban Bohemia with Bohemian Like You, and then we start off with a little bit of Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Yeah, great little triple there.
Very good.
And I think you continue, because what have you lined up for us next? You've got a bit of Alpine.
Yes.
There's a Gasoline you've popped on, song 5 from there.
Well, I can, if yeah, that's your request.
I'd actually like to hear that. And they were, I think, I'm pretty sure they were part of the Triple J, I might be wrong, Unearthed in 2012. And they gave this album a big rap, Australian band, and it was well received over in the UK too.
Yes, and it was definitely a Triple J featured album of 2012.
And once you hear it, it'll probably be very familiar. It was playing in a lot of cafes around the place. And then our next bit of music is the good old Cat Empire.
Yay! Love this band. And these guys are playing shortly up at the Sydney Opera House with the Sydney Orchestra.
Megs, maybe we should try and get into that one too.
I know. I just didn't want to look at the dates because I thought, no, I'm going to buy tickets. I'm pretty sure it's in, anyway, don't quote me on this, it could be in September. So they'll be playing, of course, lots of their classic Cat Empire songs from the past, but they will also be playing some new music with the orchestra.
And you're never disappointed seeing them. Like the vibe and the energy, every time I've caught them, you just come away feeling, you can't come away anything else but happy. They've just got that buzz.
I think the hardest thing would be just sitting down throughout that.
We've had that problem before, you and I.
Ants in the pants.
We do. A couple of local things too, whilst the weather is beautiful, we noted that the Metalford Market's on next, and we have quite a lot of Beechworth locals attend there, like Camilla with her Saffron, and
yes,
I think Nin's Pantry and Michelle Renew are there.
Lovely terrines with and their pâtés,
and coffee chakras there. So it's always like when the weather's like this. I mean, what else would you be doing?
That's absolutely
on a Saturday morning.
And then also starting next week as well, the Bright Autumn Festival is on. That goes for a 10-day celebration of this lovely time of the year.
Ah, oh, the trees. Aren't they beautiful around the place?
Beautiful.
Like Beechworth, Bright, Myrtleford. As you're driving down into Stanley, all the reds and golds. And
it's like a painting, isn't it?
It's just gorgeous.
And then also heading out to Mount Beauty, you've got the Mount Beauty Music Festival next weekend as well.
Gosh, that's coming around quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, so lots of things still happening around this time of year. So get out there and support it while we can.
Okay, well, we better get into this next block of music.
Ready? One. You will do this 4 times with the left, 4 with the right, then 8 times with both.
There's a way. Now that the sky is broken, I can feel the light come shining in. Won't you stay till this shadow passes over my pyramid? Nothing could be untrue if you tell people it's it.
Almighty sound, loud and silent, loud and bare.
High fives all round. Megan got the sweeper.
I gave you two sweepers.
I know.
Not one, but two.
You should have seen the frantic behind the scenes, but it was done. Now, we thought we're going to bring it down a little bit, chill it out.
Chill it. Sunday afternoon chills, bit of art talk.
We, Nina, down at the Beechworth Contemporary Gallery, has a couple of local, very talented ladies, local artists, Therese Shanley and Fleur Rendell.
Beautiful collection. They had their opening on Friday night for this.
Friday or Thursday? Friday, was possibly.
Yep.
Dry Point Lino Cut and Collage Works, and one's already taken your heart that you've seen.
Oh, I loved it. Therese's beautiful art piece of the, there was a line of coloured coffee cups, but they just reminded me of Grandma's house and sweet cups of tea. As soon as you see the picture, you'll go, I know those cups. Every grandparent had those cups.
And those cups of tea, when you'd been out playing in the freezing cold or out, like in my case, I used to go and ride my horse and I'd go to Nan's and I'd get the old lamb shank soup with barley.
Delicious.
And that really dark, strong cup of tea with lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar. And but this picture just totally reminded me. As soon as I saw it, I just went, oh, sweet cups of tea.
Yep.
But
warms
there was
the cockles of your heart. Yep.
There's a great collection down there. Every time you walk past the art space, there's just something that catches your eye. So make sure you walk in and have a really good look.
Yeah, she puts on some beautiful stuff, like just her landscapes and local artists' landscapes of the region. She had some Indigenous artists' work. She had one of the local ladies who basket weaves, did some fantastic intricate little baskets. And then, with Therese Shanley, I have a couple of Therese's works of art and big fan, and it's so affordable. Really, we're so lucky. Purchase something very personal.
She has a very distinct style, and I just love it because even you'll see something in her picture and you go, oh, I know that house, or I know that street, or I know that,
that childhood memory.
Absolutely. Yeah. So definitely worth going and having a look.
Yep. And to keep on the chill vibe, we've lined up a little bit of Slava and Leonard Gregorian. They did a benefit album for Children's Hospital, and I've let Megan pick a song off that, a track off that album, CD album, and after that we'll be going to the Dirty Three because they're touring in June, I think it was.
Touring and with new music out too, so as soon as we get our hands on that, I can't wait, and we'll have to play a little bit of the new Dirty Three, but this is one of their first albums. This is a
very much loved album.
I can tell
CD
by the
cover, well played.
I reckon everyone sort of got this hidden in their back CD collection, and that's the album. I can't even.
Horses
Stories, that's it. So just chill. You're listening to Indigo FM here at Beechworth, and we hope you're having a lovely, restful Sunday afternoon.
Ta-da. Thank you. this is where we leave you. We were 2 minutes behind on the station clock, and we've got Ahoy Froggers. Mark's coming on with the Blues Fest.
The Blues Roadhouse. I love that. Love that segment that he does. Brilliant.
Bit
of foot stomping.
Always good on a Sunday arvo. Get your beer.
That's it. Well, that's us done for another fortnight, Greta.
We'll be back with news of Nick Cave.
The full review. The full...
the glow. The afterglow.
Have a wonderful couple of weeks, everyone. And we'll be back in a fortnight's time at Indigo FM. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have pets or farm animals and seek good quality veterinary care and treatment? Indigo Veterinary Services is located in Beechworth and provides 24-hour access to a professional.